Episode 672, Love is Your Job Description.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Aloha, ladies. How are you? I pray you have had a splendid week. It is now your time, the weekend, to refresh and rejuvenate who you are so you can go forth and continue to impact. We all need that time, that break, that space. And today it's all about Love is Your Job Description. Yes. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am so delighted that you're here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to keep your life, well, simple. Of course, we have a complex life in itself. And with the, you know, I think about going back to the U.S. elections here recently, the past few, I mean, it happened this week, and there's a lot of bitterness happening. There's a lot of tension. And then I look into the world and I'm thinking, why? What is it? We are all called to love. Love is your job description. You were created in God's image. And as Jesus Christ loved us, we too are to love one another. Love is your job description. You know, I sometimes think that when we go apply for a job, I mean, all of us have worked at some point outside of the home. You know, whether it's babysitting, that's really taken me really far back. Or whether it's, you know, working out in the corporate world, maybe you're there right now. Maybe it's, you know, you're running your own business. But at some point, we've all worked where we've had a job description. And you had to be told what to do, what was included in that job description. And one thing that God requires us to do is to love as Jesus Christ does. No matter if you're the CEO, a marketer, a performer on stage, a stay-at-home mom, God wrote your job description. And one thing you are to do is to love. And it's love unconditionally. You know, I mentioned earlier about the U.S. election and how things seem to be extra divided, and there's more stress, there's more division. And, you know, that's the part of our democracy, is we go through a process, right or wrong, doesn't matter who you voted for. That's our system. And then you look at what's happening in the world. You look at what is going on in our family structures alone. How is the family surviving? And then you wonder why it's getting so nasty. Why are people being so mean to each other? What's missing? Regardless where you live, the tribe you're from, everyone longs to be loved. We desire our work and our worth to be noticed. And you know what? It's even our job to love when people don't deserve it. And that's the hardest time. But see, that's the catch. It's not love because you feel like it. It's unconditional love. And that's what God did and showed us when he sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins. He gave us that unconditional love. And that is why he asks us to do the same thing. And it's so tough. Because you know what? When you think about it, loving unconditionally, especially in the marriage, is vital. When your husband deserves your love the least, this is when they need it the most. You are called to love your mate, your husband, your sweetheart, regardless of circumstances. And that can be a tough pill to swallow. Now, I gotta, you know, kind of make a side note here. There are some situations that you may be physically or emotionally in an abusive type of situation. Okay, those, as a whole, those are exceptions to the rule. And those are handled on a different situation. But when we're talking about day-to-day living and serving one another, this is unconditional love, not when love is convenient. It's not like a convenience store. You drive up and you say, I want to purchase two packs of love, please. It doesn't work that way. It's in your job description to love unconditionally, to love your children unconditionally. Even when they have a heavy foot and they're speeding and they get multiple tickets, you're to love your child unconditionally. You're to love your husband unconditionally. We're to love our neighbor. We're to love our stranger unconditionally. Now you say, well, what does unconditionally mean? How does that really work? How can you love something? Don't you have to put conditions? Oh no, that's the part of the un. There are no conditions. Christ didn't put conditions on us. Because you see, God sees us through Jesus Christ, which is what? Perfection. We need to be able to love a person unconditionally, meaning that we love them. That doesn't mean we are approving of their actions that they're doing. So, for example, we'll use my daughter and her heavy foot. I still love her unconditionally, but do I approve of her speeding? No, of course not. But that doesn't mean that my love lessens for her. In fact, it grows stronger because it's my job to continue to love her, to serve her to the point where she understands and realizes the magnitude of the situation. I think a lot of times we are just sitting back and we're letting things just happen before us, driving by saying, oh, it's my convenience stop. I'm ready for the 2 packs of love now. Come on, let's go. I need 3 packs today. How are you loving your spouse? Are you loving him based on convenience? Or are you loving him based on unconditional love? The love that God sees in you and what he gives you and shows you on a daily basis. 1 John 3:11 says this, "This is the message you have heard from the beginning. We should love one another." No hesitation in my mind than to love. So how can you do that today? I just want you to ponder that question. Join in the conversation. Come on into our private Facebook group. You can join facebook.com/groups/ The Women of Impact. Just request to join and I'll approve your request. Or if you want to, you know, take the conversation with just you and me, then click on the button, Take Aim. And let's continue the conversation. Maybe this is an area within your marriage that you're struggling with. Maybe it's an area that you're struggling even with yourself. You see, love is your job description means that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you are to love yourself first. If you can't love your reflection, how can you love anybody else? That unconditional love works both ways. You have to give yourself that too. But when you think about it, we put conditions on our own love for ourselves, don't we? Oh, I don't have anything to wear. Oh, I'm just too tired. I don't feel like it. Oh gosh, it's just another day. Love unconditionally. Love yourself. Begin to serve more with the heart. Drop the judgments. See the good in others. Because what you're looking for is what you'll find. So if you're looking for bad, guess what? You're going to find it. I guarantee it. No doubt about it. But if you look for the good and you aim for the greatness, that's where you're headed. One step leads to miles of greatness. I pray you have a blessed day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.